Joining us once again for the latest in the grain markets is Kim Anderson. Kim, let's talk about the WASDE. We didn't get October's report because of the government shutdown, but next week we're finally going to get some numbers. How is the market reacting in anticipation of that?
I think the market's just kind of sitting back and waiting. There's been a lot of anticipation, concern about what's going to be in that report. Probably not much changes in U.S. wheat. I think the market's expecting world wheat production to probably decline 100, 200 million bushels. The big concerns with corn and soybeans, the early estimates are that we're going to have higher corn yields and higher soybean yields, and probably lower corn acres and soybean acres. And the market just, from reading between the lines, hasn't figured out how that's going to wash out when that report's released. So it's possible that we could have a big move down. It's possible we could have a big move up. It's possible it could be like when these other reports, the exports that came out that didn't match what the market expected, when there was no change in price. Essentially, the market just kind of smiled it off. That could happen on the 8th, but there's a lot of uncertainty as we come into the 8th.
All right, so this week there has been some reports out there, specifically talking about Argentina, talking about Australia. Take us through what's happening there and how that's going to affect the market.
Well, Argentina, of course, is short of wheat right now. You know, there was one report we talked about where they had $17 wheat in some places in Argentina. They've suspended exports until after January. But if you look back historically, they normally do. They normally, their major Argentine's exports January through the April-May time period. Australia had a freeze last week, or really three in some areas. They're talking about maybe 15 million bushels losing production or lower production in that area. So there's uncertainty with Australia and Argentina, and we're looking for this WASDE report coming out, see how the USDA reports on that. I think that's just going to make stocks a little tighter for this marketing year. It's positive for our wheat prices, but on the other hand, it's already been factored in the market.
All right. Now let's look way ahead. Let's look to 2014, 2015. What do you have now that we can kind of start getting a gauge on what's going to happen for that marketing year?
Well, I ran some rough numbers this last week. You know, you're looking at the world ending stocks. They're projected right now at 6.66 billion bushels. Look at beginning stocks at 6.4 billion. Look at production at 25.6 billion. The average is around 24.9. So I've increased that a little bit. Gives you a total world supply for the 14-15 marketing year of 32 billion bushels. Use at 25.5, that's compared to about 24.9 on the average. It leaves your 2014-15 ending stocks at 6.5 billion bushels, which is very close to where they are now. If you look at the United States, the imports about 130 million, 560 ending stocks or beginning stocks, 2 billion, 250 million production. The average there is 2 billion, 160, so a little higher production next year on the U.S. Total supply at 2 billion, 940 million. Use at 2 billion, 300 million. A lot of numbers, but the bottom line is 640 million bushels ending stocks in the 14 year. About 90 million more than this year, but still, about 130 million below average. So still tight stocks. And so prices, looking out next June and the next marketing year, pretty close to where they are now.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.